To Esdras 1:31, and it came to pass after 7 days, I dreamed a dream by night. 1:32, and lo, there arose a wind from the sea, that it moved all the waves thereof. 1:33, and I beheld, and lo, that man waxed strong, with the thousands of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, all the things trembled, that were seen under him. 1:34, and whensoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burned that heard his voice, like as the earth faileth, when it feeleth the fire. 1:35, and after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men, out of number, from the four winds of the heaven, to subdue the man that came out of the sea. 1:36, but I beheld, and lo, he had graved himself a great mountain, and flew up upon it. 1:37, but I would have seen the region, or place whereout the hill was graven, and I could not. 1:38, and after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were sore afraid, and yet durst fight. 1:39, and lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war. 13:10, but only I saw that he sent out of his mouth, as it had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempests. 13:11, and they were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude, which was prepared to fight, and burned them up every one, so that upon a sudden, of an innumerable multitude nothing was to be perceived, but only dust, and smell of smoke. When I saw this I was afraid. 13:12, afterward saw I the same man come down from the mountain, and call unto him another peaceable multitude. 13:13, and there came much people unto him, whereof some were glad, some were sorry, and some of them were bound, and others some brought of them that were offered. Then was I sick through great fear, and I awaked, and said, 13:14, thou hast shewed thy servant these wonders from the beginning, and hast counted me worthy that thou shouldest receive my prayer. 13:15, shew me now yet the interpretation of this dream. 13:16, for as I conceive in mine understanding, woe unto them that shall be left in those days, and much more woe unto them that are not left behind. 13:17, for they that were not left were in heaviness. 13:18, now understand I the things that are laid up in the latter days, which shall happen unto them, and to those that are left behind. 13:19, therefore are they come into great perils, and many necessities, like as these dreams declare. 13:20, yet is it easier for him that is in danger to come into these things than to pass away as a cloud out of the world, and not to see the things that happen in the last days. And he answered unto me and said, 13:21, the interpretation of the vision shall I shew thee, and I will open unto thee the thing that thou hast required. 13:22, whereas thou hast spoken of them that are left behind, this is the interpretation. 13:23, he that shall endure the peril in that time hath kept himself. They that be fallen into danger are such as have works and faith toward the Almighty. 13:24, know this therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that be dead. 13:25, this is the meaning of the vision, whereas thou sawest a man coming up from the midst of the sea. 13:26, the same is he whom God the Highest hath kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creature, and he shall order them that are left behind. 13:27, and whereas thou sawest that out of his mouth there came as a blast of wind and fire and storm. 13:28, and that he held neither sword nor any instrument of war, but that the rushing in of him destroyed the whole multitude that came to subdue him. This is the interpretation. 13:29, behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver them that are upon the earth. 13:30, and he shall come to the astonishment of them that dwell on the earth. 13:31, and one shall undertake to fight against another, one city against another, one place against another, one people against another, and one realm against another. 13:32, and the time shall be when these things shall come to pass, and the signs shall happen which I shewed thee before, and then shall my son be declared, whom thou sawest as a man ascending. 13:33, and when all the people hear his voice, every man shall in their own land leave the battle they have won against another. 13:34 And an innumerable multitude shall be gathered together, as thou sawest them, willing to come, and to overcome him by fighting. 13:35 But he shall stand upon the top of the mountain. 13:36 And sin shall come, and shall be shewed to all men, being prepared and builded, like as thou sawest, the hill graven without hands. 13:37 And this, my son, shall rebuke the wicked inventions of those nations, which for their wicked life, are fallen into the tempest. 13:38 And shall lay before them their evil thoughts, and the torments wherewith they shall begin to be tormented, which are like unto a flame. And he shall destroy them, without labor by the law, which is like unto me. 13:39 And whereas thou sawest, that he gathered another peaceable multitude, unto him. 13:40 Those are the 10 tribes, which were carried away prisoners, out of their own land, in the time of Osia the king, whom Salmanassar the king of Assyria, led away captive, and he carried them over the waters, and so came they into another land. 13:41 But they took this counsel among themselves, that they would leave the multitude of the heathen, and go forth into a further country, where never mankind dwelt. 13:42 That they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept, in their own land. 13:43 And they entered into Euphrates, by the narrow places of the river. 13:44 For the Most High then shewed signs for them, and held still the flood, till they were passed over. 13:45 For through that country, there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half. And the same region is called Arsareth. 13:46 Then dwelt they there until the latter time. And now when they shall begin to come, 13:47 The highest shall stay the springs of the stream again, that they may go through. Therefore sawest thou the multitude with peace. 13:48 But those that be left behind of thy people are they that are found within my borders. 13:49 Now, when he destroyeth the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he shall defend his people that remain. 13:50 And then shall he shew them great wonders. 13:51 Then said I, O Lord that bearest rule, shew me this. Wherefore have I seen the man coming up from the midst of the sea? 13:52 And he said unto me, like as thou canst neither seek out nor know the things that are in the deep of the sea. Even so can no man upon earth see my son, or those that be with him, but in the daytime. 13:53 This is the interpretation of the dream, which thou sawest, and whereby thou only art here lightened. 13:54 For thou hast forsaken thine own way, and applied thy diligence unto my law, and sought it. 13:55 Thy life hast thou ordered in wisdom, and hast called understanding thy mother. 13:56 And therefore have I shewed thee the treasures of the highest. After other 3 days I will speak other things unto thee, and declare unto thee mighty and wondrous things. 13:57 Then went I forth into the field, giving praise and thanks greatly unto the Most High, because of his wonders, which he did in time. 13:58 And because he governeth the same, and such things as fall, in their seasons. And there I sat 3 days.